Today's commentary is on World Cancer Day. WHO noted that cancer is one of the diseases that kills a lot of people all over the world. Based on data from the International Agency for Research on Cancer in 2024, data taken from 185 countries showed that 10 types of cancer still dominate 2/3 of new cases and are the leading cause of death worldwide. Lung cancer is the number one cause of death. This is related to the high level of cigarette and tobacco consumption, especially in the Asian region. Meanwhile, breast cancer is still the main threat of women worldwide. Related to World Cancer Day, the General Chairperson of the Indonesian Cancer Foundation, Professor Arowi Saksono Sudoyo, said that the theme of World Cancer Day 2025 is United by Unique. This theme illustrates the spirit of togetherness in celebrating the diversity of experiences while uniting in the fight against cancer. This is as stated by various patient organizations in their pledge to tackle cancer together. Previously, the Indonesian government in October 2024 officially launched the National Cancer Prevention and Control Plan 2024-2034 at the 2024 Indonesian International Cancer Conference in Bali. This plan is a new milestone in the fight against this deadly disease in Indonesia. In fact, the fight against cancer will be more effective if it is carried out in the form of socialization with stakeholders and related parties in an effort to provide early prevention to the community. The Indonesian government program that has just launched to hold free birthday checkups for the entire community could be a solution for efforts to prevent and detect cancer early for everyone in Indonesia. This program can also synergize with the 2024-2034 National Cancer Control Program. Currently, in addition to modern medical treatment, several parties in various countries have also begun to look at the use of herbal and traditional treatment methods in treating cancer. Some have even included it in lecture materials at the Faculty of Medicine. It is believed that treatment using herbal and traditional methods can reduce the unwanted effects of modern medicines. That was commentary today.